Guy Code with Rena Oswara.
Welcome to another episode of The Guy Code. I am Rena Oswara. Now, on this episode, we're going to be talking about cohabitating with your girl. Cohabitating with your girl, with your lady, with your partner. Now, guys, this episode is for all the bachelors who have found someone. You've dated for a little while. You decide this is the person that you want to start a family with. And this is a very advanced stage in a relationship where you have really evaluated her value and you decided, you know what, let's live together for some time. And most of the time, the intention is to start a family. You know, she may be expectant or you want to say a child with her. So you get to live together. And I just want to share some things that you need to know from the experiences of different guys who have been to this stage, what they have learned from different mistakes and different victories. I'll just get right into it. Number one, you need to know how she is with her money. How does she handle money, especially expenses? Okay? This is very important because you might be sending her money for the upkeep of the house, for maybe groceries, maybe to pay some bills, maybe to pay for this and that. You have to understand, how is her money habits? Is she honest enough to tell you, in fact, babe, I found out that this and this is actually cheaper than, you know, than our budget, and we can actually save some money, or I found somewhere that we could save some money from if we got it from a different, you know, source. Is she that kind of person, or is she the kind that you send her money and she will not give you any change back? You need to understand that, okay? Because the last thing you want to do when you just start moving in together is find out that when it comes to expenses and when you send her money for expenses, she will use it for that or for including other things. So you need to understand, how is her money habits? And these are the same habits she had when she was living alone. So when she's living alone, those habits probably will be the same ones that she will have when she's with you, because you know old habits die hard. It's very hard to change them. So understand how she is with money so that you understand how to deal with expenses, bills together, right? That's number one. Number two, know her social life and enforce boundaries. Guys, we know there's some ladies and some people generally who are very social and who allow friends to come in and visit very often. They have a good time, they party, you know, have games all that time. And since they have a very thriving social life, there's some friends who come in, you know, unannounced. And that's how they're used to. And since she may be living with you, and guys know that she's living with you now, they may assume that it could be okay to just keep on with the habit of coming in unannounced. So you need to really understand, is she that kind of person and will you allow that? Do you know the people she hangs around with, or are they strangers to you? How do you intend to deal with that, you know? And this could also be factoring in maybe your own social life. Are you also a very social person? If you hang around the same friend group, you know, have a mutual friend group that you know everyone that she hangs out with, so she may come in and visit once or twice or unannounced. But guys, I will say generally that as a man, when you're visiting another man's household, especially one that he's trying to build a family in, you really need to, it's very important and respectful, you know, to give notice, because that is his domain and you don't know the rules that he governs, or, you know, he heads that household with. And you need to know them and respect them the same way you want your rules to be respected when someone comes over to your house. So you need to understand her social life and enforce the necessary boundaries. Have a conversation and say, okay, this is my house and I don't, you know, allow this, this, and this. Or if you're this kind of person, you can do it in this place or this time. This is just to get a whole plan out of who can come in and come out of your house. So you can plan. You're not found in a place that you don't find yourself in a place that you're being informed that so and so was in your house and you don't know. And she's just bringing in maybe relatives who may not be relatives in the first place. And that's a different story. But definitely you need to understand her social life and understand, do her friends, do her relatives just visit unannounced? And how do you intend to deal with that? Are you okay with that? Are you not? Will you need to have a conversation about it? That's number two. Number three. Guys, this is a very important thing. Number three is a warning. Do not allow her to bring her own stuff when she comes to your house. Why? Because she could get angry and decide to leave with everything she came with. And this is a situation that has happened to many men. A lady comes into your house. She says, you know what? Since I'm coming, we're living together. Let me bring in some stuff. Let me buy in some, you know, very essential stuff, essential items, maybe a fridge, microwave, all that stuff. And you understand people can be emotional, especially women. And if she gets in an emotional, you know, rant, she gets annoyed, she decides to pack all her stuff and go, you're left at a disadvantage that, you know, in case you wanted, you really needed those items to do your daily stuff. Now you're left at a huge disadvantage because she bought the microwave that you used a lot. She bought the blender. She bought this and that. And she decided to pick all this stuff and leave, leaving you at a handicapped position. What happens? It's a very unfortunate state. So you need to understand, even though she may buy them at the moment in very good faith, and that can be understood because women do what they want or do what they feel in the moment. In the moment when she brought them, maybe very good intentions, but later on, she may use them as leverage, say, you know what, I'm tired of you, I decide to pick up my stuff and leave. Will you be left totally disabled? You need to factor that in. Because even though you may be in the honeymoon phase of, oh, you were so excited to be moving in together, you need to understand that in relationship there will be some turmoil, and how will she handle that? And how will you be prepared to do that? Yes, she might come back. Yes, she might not. Are you prepared either way? Very important, you need to consider. So the advice is that do not allow her to bring her own stuff when she's coming over to your place to live with you. Number four is you need to know her level of cleanliness. This is personal hygiene as well as this cleanliness of her environment. When she was living alone, how often would she clean her house? How often will she keep herself clean? Because the last thing, guys, you want to do is wake up next to someone who doesn't bath as often. And you don't want to wake up to an odor when you're not used to waking up to an odor because you don't stink yourself. And you also don't want to come back to a house that is messy, you know. When you're done from a hard day's work, you don't want to come back to a house that is messy. Your house used to be neat. You left it neat. And now she created a mess and didn't clean it up. Is that the kind of person you want to live with? I don't think so. Because as guys, we understand that it's very important to understand every household duty for yourself, you know. So you don't expect of others something that you can't do yourself. So if you're used to having your house clean, you're used to keeping yourself clean, and you bring in someone who doesn't have the same level of cleanliness as you do, how long will you keep up with that relationship even though everything else is fine? Not for long, let's be honest. So you really need to understand her level of cleanliness, and is it at par with yours, so that you may have an understanding, because a clean environment actually even boosts your mood, definitely helps you have a space to think, have a space to meditate, to envision, to plan out, you know. A cluttered environment is a cluttered life. Is a cluttered life is a cluttered mind, you know. So understand her level of cleanliness, personal hygiene, as well as how she cleans her environment, how she keeps it clean. Number five is that you ensure you know all the skills that she can do herself, okay? So that you're not too dependent. It's just borrowing from the last point I mentioned. You need to understand all the household duties, guys, so that you're not put in a position where, you know, you bring in your lady, she's a great cook, you're not used to enjoying good food, you're used to having takeout a lot, and now you're bringing someone who is a very good cook, and now you're just totally whipped, because now you can't go back to having your own cooking. You can't cook as she did. So this could actually be used against you, you know? She may come home late. You get annoyed, you get concerned, okay, what's going on? She gets a good meal, you forget, you know? Or she decides to leave, threatens to leave, and you're like, oh, when she leaves, now who will cook these delicious meals that I'm used to, you know? Do this cleaning that I'm used to, keeping it clean as I'm used to, because it's very easy to become complacent and settle into the fact that, you know, this person might never leave. So you don't bother to understand and learn and develop yourself, your skill set, even as taking care of your own home, so that your standards are high as well, so that you're not whipped, so that you're not taken advantage of and used as leverage. Because the truth is, there are some guys who might excuse certain behavior just because, well, but she does this for me at home, but she does this and this for me at home. That is true, that's fine, but it doesn't negate the fact that there are some red flags. And don't let, you know, a very amazing skill set as it could be, it make you ignore certain red flags that could be very detrimental in the future. Because, guys, you don't want to be whipped and find yourself in a very bad situation, a very bad breakup, just because you are hooked over cooking skills. Really? That's a situation you don't want to be in the future. So understand and learn for yourself all these household duties, so that no one can really make you dependent on them. You're independent, you complete yourself, so that when you allow her to leave and send her off, your standard of living does not change, does not drop dramatically. People notice, oh, how come your house isn't clean anymore? How come I'm not smelling the sweet aroma of food from your house anymore? Keep the standards clean. Enjoy her company that she is with you. Keep evaluating. And learn that that is your place, and just have a stable and sound mind. You know, it's very important to stay sound, stay alert, still be vigilant when in this stage, you know. So this is just a couple of things I wanted to share with you guys. As far as cohabitating, I really appreciate your feedback. If you have some other points you would want to share, I'm very open to listening to them. You can still reach me at Guy Code Kenya on Twitter. I really appreciate your feedback. And until next time, guys, we shall talk soon. Bye.
Guy Code with Rena Osoye.